Today in Washington, D.C., homeowners lined up in a downtown hotel ballroom, and they are the people that we've just been hearing about in the previous stories from John Itzty and from Brian Eller, people who are in danger of losing their homes. This group was mostly lower middle class. They were waiting for their turn to get free counseling about restructuring their mortgages. That help came from the nonprofit Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. Some of the homeowners took a moment to tell us what their homes mean to them. First, Denise Toy of Atlanta, Georgia.
We've saved up for about 5 years in order to afford our home. It's a beautiful home, the new community. It's our first home. We never thought that we'd be able to live in such a beautiful home. It's a colonial. It's a two-story colonial, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 2-car garage. So, I mean, my husband's philosophy is even if we are just able to save our house and we don't have any electricity, any water, he'd rather just be able to save our house.
Alo Bayuana, and I'm from New Carrollton, Maryland. Well, I live in a very nice neighborhood, you know, not huge property, but I like it as home. My first home, I bought it when I was 25, getting ready to turn 28 now. I had been working full-time for about 4 years, saving money. I don't have credit cards. I'm not, you know, car notes, anything like that. I wanted to do something smart, a smart investment. And it looked like in 2005, the market was doing well and people were able to buy. I, you know, jumped at the opportunity. So it's been a learning process.
My name is Lisa Counts, and I live in Waldorf, Maryland. And we can't refinance now. Our home is not worth as much as it was when we purchased it. It's an older home. It was built in the 70s. We bought it because it had land. You know, it has like 1.87 acres. But we purchased it because we thought it would be a wonderful place for our children to grow up. So, you know, it's an investment to us, but also it means a lot because our children will be able to grow there, have somewhere that they can play outside.
Brandon Johnson. I'm an engineer. I'm a civil engineer. Living up in Marlboro, Maryland. Living in a house, of course, meant my ownership and my piece of, you know, the American dream. I put in heated floors, all new appliances, the latest and greatest of everything. Now my rates are astronomical, dealing with trying to borrow from Peter to pay Paul to keep the utilities on and still trying to catch up back on the back payments of the mortgage. It's really been a strain.
I'm Kimberly McFarland from Manassas, Virginia. $100,000 down and there's no relief. Is that my fault? I don't know. I'm going to take responsibility for choosing the loan, but I would really like to get some help because I pay my bills on time, and I think we deserve here in America to have the fundamental things like a roof over our head and food on our tables and clothes on our back. Not in excess, but just the ability just to be able to survive. And that now is at stake for a lot of people.
Some homeowners today waiting for counseling from the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America in Washington, D.C.